2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
45, but then you look at what happens over the next 5 days. 50, 53, 55, 60 degrees by Tuesday, and only a 10 to 20% chance of showers. Right now, it's cold, 28 degrees downtown.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
The very first stay-at-home order in the state went into effect overnight in Summit County.
This morning, officials are clarifying what that means. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, they say residents can still leave their homes to work an essential job or a job in another county. Grocery stores and pharmacies will still be open. People can also get outside for recreation as long as they stay away from other people. Summit County Sheriff, Sheriff Justin Martinez says law enforcement will not get heavy-handed.
As a sheriff, I am not going to be going around with a ruler and checking people for proper distance. There will not be the checkpoints. We were not going to go door-to-door checking people.
Meanwhile, Salt Lake City's mayor is pushing hard for a statewide stay-at-home mandate, but she says she's prepared to act alone if the state won't. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah state government leaders are planning to hold a virtual special session to prevent a tax deficit now that the tax deadline has been pushed back to July. We get more on that story live from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John.
Yeah, Tim, in order to avoid that hefty deficit and to remain responsible amid the coronavirus outbreak, state lawmakers are planning what will likely be the first ever virtual special session. Lawmakers are saying that it's necessary to transfer an estimated $840 million from the new budget they passed earlier this month. Lawmakers tell the Deseret News they'll be taking from funds that were budgeted for construction, including a new state office building at the Capitol Complex. Essentially, it's just a paper move, but an important one for the state to prevent a deficit that could greatly affect their credit rating. Right now, budget cuts are all but certain to happen, while the government hopes to avoid having to lay off some state employees. Whether that becomes necessary will depend on just how long this outbreak lasts. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Another Salt Lake City Council member tests positive for COVID-19.
This time, it's District 6 Councilman Dan Dugan, who announced on Thursday that he tested positive, is quarantining at home. He says he began self-isolating 13 days ago after believing he was exposed to the virus. He says he then began showing mild symptoms. He says right now he's feeling fine. District 5 member Darren Mono announced last week that he had tested positive after a trip with other members to Washington, D.C. Other members on that trip have been in touch with healthcare providers, and from here on out, the council will have virtual meetings from remote locations. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
One of the candidates for Utah's governor had her video town hall meeting hacked. Amy Winder Newton says a hacker took control of the Zoom account during the meeting and then showed pornography and racial slurs for several minutes. Newton moved the town hall to Facebook Live. Her campaign is now evaluating just exactly how it happened.
Final steps for a massive relief bill should happen today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The House is set to pass the $2 trillion stimulus bill today by unanimous consent. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is already calling for another package to provide Democratic agenda items like family leave. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying it's too soon.
Let's not make that decision without allowing these bills to to be put into the economy.
There's talk Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky would oppose a voice vote today, forcing House members to return to Washington. The U.S. has now the most coronavirus cases in the world, surpassing China, presuming numbers from there are accurate. 86,000 people are infected here out of more than 500,000 worldwide. 1,300 Americans have died as fatalities escalate. President Trump says he had a good conversation with China's President Xi as G20 leaders held a teleconference yesterday. Both leaders said their countries are working closely together on the pandemic, even after Mr. Trump blamed China for trying to hide the disease.
Certainly, the world is paying a big price for what they did.
He said he'll probably stop calling it the China virus. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Homeland Security has pushed back the deadline a year to have a gold star on your ID until October 2021. Coronavirus forcing the delay as states deal with more urgent issues. Real ID will be required to board a commercial airliner. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
There is no doubt that the pandemic is changing everyday behavior, but apparently that even includes some of our bad behaviors.
Crime is down in New York, L.A., Philadelphia, particularly home burglaries. Salt Lake City PD spokesman Greg Wilkins says most break-ins happen when people are at work.
Probably the criminals realize that it's a bad time to go out and try to break into somebody's house when they're home.
Wilkins thinks they'll be down in Salt Lake, too. And when people aren't driving to work, pollution is down.
Not only in China, but I was looking at the numbers from Italy. Those numbers have dropped a lot as well.
Bo Cole with the Utah Department of Air Quality says it's hard to tell here because March's air quality in Utah is normally great.
I don't know that we saw enough pollution to notice a decrease, really.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Make sure to stay with KSL News Radio all day long for updates on the COVID-19 pandemic every 30 minutes. Plus, we have our coronavirus call-in show each day from 12:30 to 1, where you can get your questions answered. We'll also take the daily coronavirus state update live at 1 p.m. every weekday.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Let's get back to Andy.
So far, we've been in good shape on the freeways this morning between Ogden and Provo. There's nothing that'll slow you down. Road conditions much better today than yesterday because they're all dry. The only slowdown I see right now, honestly, is people on 5600 West waiting for a train to cross the road just north of California Avenue. It's been about 10 minutes of wait time right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 7:06.
With a huge spike in unemployment in the state, what do you need to know to get the benefits available to you?
KSL TV's Lad Egan has a financial survival guide.
First, assess if you're eligible for unemployment benefits.
Our phone lines are tied up. They're extremely busy.
Utah's unemployment offices are dealing with a spike in applications and remind that you don't have to lose your job completely to qualify.
It's not necessarily if you were laid off, because there are a number of employers right now that are doing what they're calling furloughing, where they're just temporarily cutting back hours or reducing your time or putting a pause on your work right now.
It will take 2 to 3 weeks for unemployment to kick in. In the meantime, see if you can pivot to an industry that's hiring, like pharmacies, warehouses, shipping and delivery services, and grocery stores.
So we are definitely are getting a sense of fear from clients, you know, that they can't make their bills.
Credit counselors say as the virus spreads, so does the financial pain, and that the next step should be to negotiate with creditors for payment relief.
Before you do anything, I would encourage clients to contact their creditors. It may be their mortgage company. It may be their credit card companies. Don't ignore it.
Fair Credit Foundation's programs director, Ellen Billy, says creditors are willing to help by refunding fees, suspending negative credit reporting, and deferring payments on credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages, but you've got to ask for help.
It can be scary, you know, letting them know I can't pay.
Next, make sure you prioritize important bills with the money you do have, focusing first on housing, utilities, medicine, food, and transportation. After that, take time to apply for assistance programs. If you've lost income, you could now be eligible for Medicaid, food stamps, and other assistance. And don't forget about student loan payments. Pausing those could free up money to use elsewhere.
Basically, both businesses and consumers are in a very tough spot.
Economist Joseph Mayan says the same advice applies to small business owners.
You know, call up all the people you owe money to. Call up your bank, your credit card, and talk to them about ways that they may work with you on modifying those payments, that payment plan.
Business owners should also look into disaster loans to help cover payroll and other expenses.
At this point, it's about survival.
Yeah, some tough decisions being made out there. And if you're scared or too emotional to contact your creditors, find an advocate or a friend that can jump on that call with you. Also, when it comes to unemployment, make sure that your version of events can be verified by your employer, because Workforce Services will check.
Because the banks and lenders want to be able to work this out with you. They don't want you to default on the loan any more than you want to default on the loan. So make those calls.
And you're not the only one going through this, obviously. They're getting thousands of calls yes. every day, so they're more likely to help. Our thanks again to Lad Egan for that update. 709, let's continue to see how the roads are doing out there this morning. If you're making your way in, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, Tim, just a little bit slow over on 5600 West. Been about a 10-15 minute wait right now for traffic trying to go from California Avenue over the railroad tracks towards I-80, and that's been it. All of our other major roadways have looked good. I-15, Bangor, and out of Tooele, SR-36. Eric?
Folks in Utah County still just getting out on the road right now. You have just a little bit of congestion over at Saratoga Springs on Redwood at Pioneer Crossing, but nothing major there and really nothing major on I-15 this morning. No accidents or delays as it looks good. 24 minutes from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Jared?
Eric, things are looking great up here in Davis and Weber County. You are going to see a little volume southbound on Highway 89 coming out of the South Ogden area towards the mouth of the canyon. But other than that, things are in tip-top shape. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, courteous, happy, and willing to help with any repair or replacement needs you have. AnyHourServices.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Dan is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Looking at a cool start for us this morning with temperatures into the 20s here along the Wasatch Front. As we work our way throughout the day, it's going to be another cool one. We should see our highs mid and upper 50s this time of year. And we're not even going to be close today. We'll have partly cloudy skies for most of the day with a chance for a couple of light scattered showers possible this afternoon. Temperature-wise, we'll work our way into the mid-30s by 10 a.m., 40s by noon, and we'll top out with afternoon highs of 46 degrees here in Salt Lake City. With the hourly forecast at 7 o'clock, I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Be prepared if you're going out. It's cold this morning, 28 degrees.
Enforcing stay-at-home orders with drones. Not in this country, but in some other countries. We'll share this interesting conversation we had this morning with Matt McGreary coming up on KSL News Radio.
You know, usually on Fridays we talk about some of the big movies opening in theaters, but with nation's movie theaters closed, we're looking at some of the new movies that are available to you and your family to stream online this weekend.
First rule, no talking about Nick.
Banana Split is a coming-of-age romantic comedy written by and starring Hannah Marks, co-starring her good friend Liana Liberato. I talked to Marks and Liberato while they were in self-isolation in Los Angeles, and Marks told me she was bummed Banana Split wouldn't be in theaters.
That being said, I think this movie is really for teenagers, and teenagers watch things by streaming anyways. You know, comedies are great in a theater, but they're also great at home because we all just want to escape from what's happening outside.
You can rent Banana Split wherever you rent your streaming movies. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
The NBA is discussing a number of ideas on how they could finish the regular season and even have a postseason. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski says there's a collective desire among players, owners, and the league to finish this season.
It could all be at one site where it almost would feel like summer league, where you've got all 30 teams there. You run through the regular season games, and then you move on to the playoffs. Those are all things on the table.
I mean, we want to see him play, too, but when would it be, Tim? I mean, would it be like in June or July? Anyway, meanwhile, the league is cutting executive pay by 20% in response to the shutdown.
I noticed Mark Cuban yesterday was even floating an idea that you just check the temperatures of everybody coming into a stadium, you know, like you would going through a Magen bag or something, metal detector.
Right.
I don't know how realistic that is either. Trending this hour, new developments in the COVID-19 pandemic are trending, obviously, on the 7 o'clock report. The Utah State Prison will release 80 inmates early next week. They were already set to be paroled within 90 days, so they're being let go early to help control the spread of the virus.
Valley Fair Mall will reopen at 10 o'clock this morning in West Valley City. The mall will have its regular hours, but individual store hours could vary.
And the Georgia Aquarium has a unique field trip yesterday, or had one yesterday. The local Humane Society sent out some puppies to roam the halls of the closed aquarium. You can check out the story, the cute pictures at KSLNewsRadio.com. Just trying to give the puppies a little hope that they're going to get
Molly
out of the cage.
Molly would have gone berserk.
Great story. All right, KSL News Time, now 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Summit County Sheriff says there will not be police checkpoints or house checks during their stay-at-home order, as Salt Lake City's mayor is pushing hard for a statewide mandate. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah state legislators say they are planning to hold a virtual special session. They'll be shifting money around to prevent a tax deficit now that the tax deadline has been pushed back to July.
Third, for those of you that are driving in this morning, here's a look at the roads brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
Looking good on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, but we're still dealing with some train traffic out on 5600 West between California Avenue and about 800 South. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
28 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Cases of the coronavirus, the worst in New York, now topping 37,000. Deaths also on the rise.
For a doctor, death is part of the job. But this pandemic, Dr. Kamini Dubey at NYU Hospital said, is something else.
So often a patient will be on their deathbed dying alone, and it's been incredibly painful to see the suffering of family members who I call from the ICU.
She told us she hears the tears and just cries with them on the phone. The caseload is unyielding, and the mayor here has said he can only guarantee enough supplies for the next week. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The economy, another casualty of the coronavirus outbreak. Last night in a phone call on Fox News, the president says he explained his views on the federal government's role in this pandemic.
During an interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity Thursday night, President Trump suggested states will not need the medical equipment they're asking the federal government to provide, ventilators, for example, because he thinks the COVID-19 projections are overblown.
I have a feeling that a lot of the numbers that are being said in some areas are just bigger than they're going to be.
The president insisted to Hannity that the federal government cannot manage this situation, that it has to be run by state and local governments. He said they, with hospitals, are the first line of attack. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the president 51% approve of how he's handling the outbreak. ABC's Terry Moran.
These findings in our poll and other polls, the rally on Wall Street, all this is going to reinforce the president in his belief that he's doing the right thing, that he's going in the right way, pushing to reopen the country in what he calls a tiered approach, county by county, section by section, with surveillance testing, sooner rather than later.
In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing he's tested positive for the coronavirus. He's self-isolating and says he's not in any discomfort. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The United Kingdom is now cracking down on people who refuse to stay indoors, and they're using drones to help with that enforcement.
ABC News correspondent Matt McGarry joined us earlier, and we asked, how is that working?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not only the UK. It seems like we're more and more police departments around the world are actually employing drones. When you think about it, you've got many millions of people locked down in many different countries. Police forces are overstretched, and they're all trying to monitor people in their lockdown restricted conditions. So they're turning to the high-tech drones. And there's a lot of controversy. Now, in Britain, one police force, as people talking this morning, it's being criticized after it released drone footage on the internet showing people out walking their dogs and hiking in a remote part of Britain called the Peak District. The police say this video clearly shows people violating orders against what they're calling essential travel. But many people are not happy about this kind of surveillance. They're calling it the worst kind of nanny policing. Lots of people took to Twitter to point out that the folks who are shown in the videos are actually not even appearing to be breaking the social distancing guidelines of 6 feet apart. So it seems like many people are pushing back about this morning. And it would also seem that the level of disconnect is high about exactly what people are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do.
Yeah, this has raised some alarms, obviously, from people that feared something like martial law coming down. The law enforcement are saying, look, if this helps to mitigate the biggest pandemic the world has seen in 100 years, call it what you want. We're going to continue to do it this way.
Well, that's right, Tim. And this is how people get afraid of what maybe what the police departments are going to do. And like I said, we're seeing this not just in Britain, but in other places. It's in France and Belgium. In Italy, one mayor has even posted a video on Facebook showing the drone camera flying, buzzing over the heads of two young men out for a hike in the woods. And he's heard shouting over the drone, swearing at them and telling them to go home.
Yeah, so obviously those that were predisposed, I think, before this emergency situation ever came around are going to be overreacting to some of this. But as I mentioned to Matt earlier, I have a friend who I just had a chat with, actually, on social media, who is sharing what's being said over there. And there are a lot of people that are kind of out of sorts right now with the strong-arm tactics.
But now that they've just heard that the prime minister, that Boris Johnson has been diagnosed with the virus, I wonder if that will change the way they feel in any way. I mean, that'd be like finding out that President Trump had been diagnosed with the virus. Would that sober you in any way toward
That's a fair question to ask folks out there. But certainly if you know somebody closer to your family that is affected by it. And even the ABC poll that we talked about earlier with Rick Klein indicates that if you're back in New York, you feel a whole lot different about this right now than the folks, say, in downtown Salt Lake City do, because they're faced with so much going on at their local hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And in Manhattan. Something we're obviously going to keep an eye on for you on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Andy?
Now, right now I'm seeing traffic really getting stacked up over on 56th West at the railroad tracks. It's worse for northbound than for southbound, but obviously it's a slow-moving train and people need to head over to Bangor Highway if they don't want to wait it out. It's been about 20 minutes already for traffic waiting for that train to get all the way across the road. No other freeway problems in the Salt Lake Valley right now. Eric?
Looks good heading out to the mountains this morning. Way better than yesterday. We've got dry roads on I-80 going out to Parley Summit and to the Kimball Junction exit to Park City and along the Wasatch back. Nothing like the troubles you had yesterday moving your way from Heber City up to the Park City turnoff. Down Utah County, I-15 looks good. Jared?
Looking good on I-15 as you go from the Idaho border all the way down through Ogden into downtown Salt Lake. You're not going to find any delays on Highway 84 and Highway 89 along the east bench of Layton in great shape. Start planning your spring and summer getaway. Head north to Logan. Plenty of wide open spaces to explore, and you can check their calendar for future amazing arts festivals and special events. ExploreLogan.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I think you're going to like this 7-day forecast. A slight chance we'll get some more rain, but not until Sunday.
Temperatures will be slow to climb out of this funk here over the next 7 days, as we'll have a kind of unsettled weather pattern continuing for us. We won't actually have storms each day, but we'll have the chance to see a couple of storms each day. What that means for us, probably to mostly cloudy skies for the next 3 to 4 days. A couple scattered showers possible. Best chances, though, looking to be in the afternoons and evenings in many of those cases. Temperatures mid-40s today, 50s for the weekend, mid-50s for Monday, and then upper 50s for most of the upcoming week. And we should dry out and stay warm by midweek next week, heading into most of next weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
28 downtown. One of the things that was so interesting to me, Tim, about Salt Lake City Council member Dan Dugan announcing that he tested positive for the coronavirus is that he was almost to the end of his 14-day self-isolation because one of the other council members had tested positive. So he was going through the 14-day self-isolation. He had no symptoms. And he thought, you know, the test became available to him. And he thought, maybe I should test. And he tests positive. So he had no symptoms. He's almost to the end of the 14 days. He tests positive. Yeah. So that was just interesting to me. And I know if you have questions, we have the Utah Coronavirus call-in each day from 12:30 to 1. And one of the questions might be, do you have no symptoms? Is it worth taking the test if a test is available to you? I don't know. Whatever your questions are, 12:30 to 1 here on KSL's Radio.
Look forward to the conversation. And yet, the experts, the folks in control of all that testing, say, please don't inundate us with people with no symptoms because we just don't have that number of tests in time. Thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time 7:23.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Nothing is more important than beating the coronavirus. We have to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and stabilize our economy. For this, Natalie Gochner of the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute and the Salt Lake Chamber's chief economist is here to talk about a plan released this week by Governor Herbert and his Economic Response Task Force.
Thank you, Derek. Utah is at its best when we come together, and that's what's behind the plan we call Utah Leads Together. The plan outlines three phases to coordinate public health with economic stabilization and recovery. We're already in phase one to practice social distancing, protect our hospital capacity, increase testing, reduce the risk of contagious individuals coming into Utah, maintain our medical supplies, and promote research and therapies. It's our hope that soon we'll be talking about phases two and three, the stabilization phase and then the recovery phase. But we need to start by going to http://coronavirus.utah.gov to learn more about phase one and how we can protect each other and bring our economy back.
Thank you, Natalie. To learn what we can all do to fight COVID-19, please go to coronavirus.utah.gov. I'm Derek Miller, President and CEO of the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Ashley Home Store's 75th anniversary sale ends Monday. It's your last chance to get up to 30% off. Plus, buy today and get an additional 10% off. Or get no interest for 75 months. Whether you're updating one room or your entire home, find styles that fit your look and budget. Come in today and let's celebrate together in style. The anniversary sale ends Monday. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Ashley Home Store. This is home. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Healthcare workers are admired from a distance. This is a great story, and Sean Michael Lyle has it for us at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Every night at 7 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia, the towering city breaks out in a cheer during the coronavirus pandemic, from a Facebook video this week. Apartment dwellers stuck at home cheer from their balconies to coincide with the shift change at nearby St. Paul's Hospital. The residents offer support and appreciation to the doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers on the front lines of the outbreak. And it's not just in Vancouver. High-rise residents in Atlanta also give a nightly cheer from a distance to hospital workers to let them know they're heroes. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. With nearly half of all Americans under stay-at-home orders, the demand for gasoline is falling off a cliff. RBC Capital estimates that as many as 4.1 million barrels a day are not being used.
You think that $2.2 trillion is a big number? Well, the U.S. isn't the only country with relief packages. Europe, Japan, China, India, all pumping money into their economy. The total, are you ready for this? $7 trillion in relief funds across the globe.
The housing market in Britain has ground to a halt. Mortgage companies just announced they will allow buyers to extend their offers up to 3 months if they already signed a contract. It allows customers to push back their move-in dates.
We were told yesterday the S&P had its best three-day rally since 1933 and the Great Depression. So it's taking some of it back today. The Dow Jones Industrial is off 800 points this hour. That's 3.5 percentage points, 3.6 actually. The S&P is down by almost 90 points, moving in on 3.5%, and the NASDAQ this hour is down 2.7%.
Well, hello, it's me again, and I'll bet you're ready for spring and a green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $139.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So, for a lush, healthy green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
We never know exactly what to expect.
Prosperity or troubles.
Parents and kids are healthy or they're sick.
At these hours, please know what you can count on from us.
Important news updates across our local community and from every part of the world.
Stories that are researched and carefully reported.
By people who feel like family.
It is one assurance
from your friends at KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Doug and Steve are going to be out with the movie show this morning starting at 9 o'clock at My Hearing Centers, where you can learn about amazing new Signia X hearing aids and find out how you could win a free pair with My Hearing Centers. 729, here comes your triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. I think we're about to have a gorgeous sunrise here, Andy.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be, at least you can actually see the sunrise today, right? We've got an issue out on the west side of the valley right now. It's the 21st South Freeway out by 5600. West. We've got some delays right now. Not sure if it's because of a crash or if it's because of something else. And then we've got delays all along 5600 West as you go up from California Avenue to the railroad tracks while we wait for a train to cross the road. I-15, though, that's been great all morning. Eric?
And it looks good in Utah County, too. Northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, your typical 22-minute drive time for the city streets still filling in Utah County. Northbound on State Street from Orem into American Fork and Saratoga Springs drivers on Redwood Road looking good heading north. Jared.
Fabulous drive out there on I-15 up in Weber and Davis counties. You're going to see a little volume on Highway 89 coming down below South Weber. And then 31st Street in Ogden seems to be our busiest on-ramp getting onto I-15. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators, they can service and repair it at Diamond Rental near you. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out how much we warm up today. Over to you, Dan.
Well, after a round of storms yesterday, we're going to kind of work our way closer to where we should be this time of year. However, we're going to finish well short. Temperature going to top out at 46 degrees today. We should be in the mid and upper 50s this time of year. So, ready for another cool day. Mainly talking about partly cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance to see a couple light scattered showers possible in this afternoon. But again, most of the day we're just talking about partly cloudy skies and cooler than it should be for this time of year. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 28 degrees.
Got some problems on 21st South and 56th West out in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
The governor is making it easier for candidates to gather signatures and maintain social distance.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The governor is suspending some of the rules of signature gathering. The pages that people sign can now be sent electronically to any interested voter. That person prints and signs them and mails, faxes, or emails them back to the candidate. Candidates must then return signature pages to the elections office. The governor has nixed the rule, saying the gatherer has to witness the signature. Republican candidates for governor John Huntsman Jr. and Jan Garbett have complained there wasn't an electronic way to gather signatures. Governor Herbert says this order strikes the appropriate balance in preserving that path to the ballot and following social distancing measures. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. John Huntsman Jr.'s campaign to be governor again could be in trouble. UtahPolicy.com says more than half of the signatures he submitted to get on the ballot were thrown out. The people weren't registered Republicans or they weren't registered to vote. Their signatures didn't match or they'd already signed another candidate's petition. So Huntsman will have to keep trying. Thomas Wright and Spencer Cox are the two who both got enough qualified signatures already. The other path to the ballot is through convention in April. The primary is in June. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Summit County now under Utah's first stay-at-home order.
You know, we don't have to use the old tin can in a rope, but maintain your social
life the best you can with a 6-foot barrier.
County Sheriff Justin Martinez says he does not want the public to panic over the order and says his deputies are not going to be going door-to-door checking to see if you are complying. County leaders say residents are still allowed to go outside for things like walks. They just ask that everyone maintain proper social distancing. Non-residents, by the way, have been invited to stay away.
If you don't feel safe going to work right now with the pandemic, are there protections in place if you tell your boss you want to stay at home? It's a tricky question with answers that vary. We get more from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, with President Trump pressing for the economy to be open by Easter, a lot of people are left wondering, can my boss force me to go to work during a pandemic? The best answer is, it depends. Specifically, it depends on what kind of job you have. If you work a job that the local government deems to be essential, then you most likely would have to comply with your employer's wishes or risk losing that job. Some essential positions could include pharmacist, police officer, or sanitation worker. Now, if you work a non-essential job from an office, then the law's probably on your side. Just look towards the General Duty Clause, which requires workplaces to offer environments that are free from recognized hazards that are causing death or serious harm. The spread of COVID-19 certainly falling into that category. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. leads the world, but not in a good way. KSL's top national story, Sean Michael Lyon, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the New York Metro continues to have half the cases of coronavirus as the U.S. soars past China with the most infections on Earth. This doctor says hospitals in New York are overwhelmed.
And we have to make decisions about who we can help.
U.S. deaths have quickly jumped to 1,300 among 86,000 infected Americans. The U.S. House is set to pass the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill on a voice vote today as most members are out of town. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it doesn't go far enough.
And next, we'll go from emergency mitigation to recovery.
A couple of Republican members reportedly considering objecting during the unanimous consent, which would force House members to return for a full vote. President Trump wants to determine which parts of the country are the safest, saying his administration's developing guidelines to rate counties by risk of virus spread. Those guidelines to open counties on a case-by-case basis could be made public soon. And coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's tested positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms.
That's to say, a temperature and a persistent cough.
He'll continue his duties, but in self-isolation at number 10 Downing Street. This follows a mild case of COVID-19 for Prince Charles. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather with Dan Guthrie shouldn't be as stormy today, but it's not going to be very warm either. High today are only expected to be in the mid-40s. That's more than 10 degrees below normal for this time of year.
As we make our way into the weekend and even through the start of next week, we're going to have kind of an unsettled weather pattern. Nothing crazy, no big storm systems coming through per se, but we've got that flow open from the Pacific. So we're going to be bringing some moisture from the Pacific Ocean to Utah. Most of it's going to materialize just as clouds, partly clouded and mostly cloudy skies, but there is going to be enough in some cases to create a couple light scattered showers.
Dan says we'll warm up gradually over the next week, getting back to the mid-60s by about next Thursday.
And, of course, we will continue to bring you the latest on the coronavirus outbreak every 30 minutes here on KSL News Radio. You can listen on the radio, on the KSL News Radio app, on your Alexa or any smart speaker. And, of course, check us out at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Coming up on KSL, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is asking people to join in a worldwide fast.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Westbound slowdowns on the 201 highway because of some maintenance going on. Northbound 5600 West also slow, was being diverted. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 7:36.
Jerking, squinting, blinking, sniffing, and shaking their self-esteem, Tourette's disorder. Aspen Clinical Research is currently enrolling participants for a clinical study on Tourette's disorder. The study is evaluating an investigational drug that will help researchers and physicians collect additional information about the safety and therapeutic benefits of long-term maintenance use of an investigational drug. If you have a child between the ages of 6 to 17 years old diagnosed with Tourette's disorder, contact Aspen Clinical Research at 801-356-5555 or visit Tourette'sStudy.com. The study drug and all related medical tests and procedures are provided at no cost to qualified participants. Reimbursement may be provided for study-related travel. Again, that is Aspen Clinical Research at 801-356-5555 or visit Tourette'sStudy.com.
In these rather peculiar times that we are experiencing, it's nice to know as we social distance and we hunker down in our homes that the things in our home are absolutely reliable. One of the first things I think of, it's the Kinetico soft water system. Absolutely reliable. We have never once had a maintenance call. It's 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And as we are all working so very, very hard to keep our homes as clean as possible, that Kinetico soft water system does its job every day. You notice it everywhere. You notice it when you shower, just the feel on your skin. You notice it when you're cleaning around the sink and other places in the home. No hard water stains to deal with. You see it in the dishwasher, the clothes washer. This is the time to call the people at Kinetico. We've trusted them for years in our home. 801-576-8600. Or you can log on to softwaterutah.com. You can absolutely rely on Kinetico.
KSL News Time, now 7:38. The president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling for a worldwide fast this Sunday.
I invite you to join with me in a worldwide fast for all whose health permits, to pray for relief from the physical, emotional, and economic effects of this global pandemic.
President Russell M. Nelson, a former heart surgeon, is also expressing his love and support for healthcare workers who are the front line in the fight against COVID-19. The last time church leaders called for a worldwide fast was during the famine in Ethiopia in 1985. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A deadline to get a new ID has just been extended by 1 year. KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas explains.
The Real ID deadline has been pushed back to October 2021. The Department of Homeland Security says the delay is due to the COVID-19 pandemic. With so many states restricting access or even closing DMVs, it was feared too many people would miss the old deadline. After October 2021, you'll need the updated Real ID compliant ID card in order to travel through airports, among other places. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. Andy?
Right now we've got a closure. Westbound 21st South Freeway, they're forcing everybody off at 5600 West. They say it's for maintenance work. Well, what it means is traffic that goes past Bangor or Highway is going to get forced off. You either have to go north up towards I-80, which means you got to wait for the railroad crossing, or you can go south down to Parkway Boulevard, take Parkway Boulevard out to 7200 West instead. And that's really the only traffic problem in the valley right now. Looks good on I-50. Between Draper and downtown, Eric.
Likewise, down in Utah Valley, we'd have no problems in Utah County as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's 20 minutes drive time from University Avenue. Going out into the mountains is a lot better than yesterday when we had all the snow and wet roads. US 189 through Provo Canyon, I-80 through Parley's Canyon, all looks good this morning. Jared.
Gorgeous drive this morning, along with a gorgeous sunrise up here at Davis and Weber County. You are going to see a little bit of volume building on Midland Drive headed north towards 1900 West intersection. But other than that, we're looking at a crash-free and delay-free commute. Utah Online School, the premier online school for Utah students. At Utah Online, classes are free, accredited, NCAA and Regents approved. Flexible part-time or full-time enrollment. UtahOnline.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Dan Guthrie's in the Weather Center this morning.
Most of our scattered shower activity from yesterday now in the eastern and southern portions of the state, but this afternoon, we can still see a couple light scattered showers possible. That being said, most, if not all, of the day is just going to be partly cloudy and temperatures will once again be on the cooler side. We should be warming our way into the mid and upper 50s this time of year. We're going to top out today at 46 degrees under partly cloudy skies again, but we could have a chance for a couple scattered showers. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Starting to warm up a little bit anyway, 29 degrees.
We're all looking at how we can do our own part. And coming up in a moment, how the CEO of Starbucks is doing what he can. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Good news coming next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on Utah's News Station.
I'm supposed to tell you why you should pick Whipple Service Champions for all your home plumbing, heating, air conditioning, indoor air quality, drain cleaning, electrical repairs, replacements, and maintenance. But that would be way too self-serving. Besides, you already know we are the emergency dispatch company, that our technicians are clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, highly trained, and that the Whipple family has been serving you for over 70 years. You know we roll out the red carpet and have been protecting you and your house with shoe covers since, well, before it was cool. I guess all I need to do is remind you to call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST. You even already know the number, 801-444-FAST, but did you know that our strict company-wide policy is to maintain a 6-foot social distance, wear fresh rubber gloves on each job, and to sanitize the work area, trucks, tools, and equipment. For pandemics, when you call today, we come today. I mean, for emergencies.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Time again this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
The signs of the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 include fever, cough, and shortness of breath, with severity ranging from mild to severe. Coronaviruses have existed as a cause for common respiratory illnesses. COVID-19 is a new strain. Currently, the risk you have is low unless you have traveled into an affected region where it has been spread throughout the area, or if you've been in close contact with someone who has been known to have the virus. If you are concerned that you could have COVID-19, then you can contact your doctor first or be screened by a Connect Care provider through a telehealth visit. Before you go to the doctor, call ahead and let them know about your travel and symptoms to limit potential exposure to others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company. Thanks again to all of our texters out there. If for nothing else than to check in and make sure you and your families are all right, it's really appreciated to hear from you and know that you're out there this morning. When you can do so, reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, now 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Utah's governor has changed the way candidates can collect signatures to get on the ballot for the upcoming election. The pages people sign can now be sent in electronically.
Second, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is calling on anyone who wants to participate to take part in a worldwide fast on Sunday to pray for relief from coronavirus.
Third, this look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards.
We have maintenance on westbound SR 201 right at 5600 West. They're diverting people onto northbound Bangor out there and 5600 West. You're going to see some delays in that area. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible this afternoon. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 28 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
With more than 37,000 confirmed coronavirus cases coming from New York State and 20,000 of them from New York City, New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, says healthcare workers are seeing the wave of serious patients in hospitals and cases will likely continue to rise in the next weeks. He says the president's plan to reopen the country in a few weeks will not be the reality in his city.
This idea of Easter is unfortunately a false hope. It would be better for the president to be blunt with people that we've got a really tough battle ahead.
Michelle Franz in ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. America's largest coffee chain employs 350,000 people in the U.S. And the head of Starbucks has seen the impact of coronavirus directly through his work. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis spoke with CEO Kevin Johnson on how his company is helping coffee servers and healthcare workers on the front lines.
It's a morning ritual upended by the coronavirus. While many on YouTube focus on recreating their favorite coffee drinks, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson, who made the decision a week ago to shutter all U.S. locations and keep only drive-thrus open, is focusing on how to keep his workforce healthy and employed.
You have almost 350,000 employees, those partners as you call them, here in the United States. You just made a pledge to those employees saying, we will pay you whether your store is open or closed. What led to that decision, Kevin?
I wanted to provide some economic certainty to Starbucks partners. And so we made a commitment to all of our Starbucks partners in the U.S. and Canada that for the next 30 days, we will pay them, even if their store is closed or even if they are just uncomfortable coming into work.
So
serving up a little normalcy to healthcare workers. What are you hearing from the front lines where you're serving that free coffee to first responders?
We hear they are so appreciative. And, you know, for them just to get some recognition that they're appreciated in our communities.
And applying lessons learned in China, where Starbucks witnessed firsthand the excruciating toll and impact of the disease. The company closed locations there in January and has now reopened most of them.
I think a lot of Americans right now are very on edge given what they're seeing in the jobs picture. How long do you believe it will be before the U.S. economy recovers from this?
Well, you know, I'm going to leave that to the economists to predict. What I do know is that, hey, we're in week nine in China. And, you know, through week nine, we have 95% of our stores open. We've got traffic growing and things are trending in the right direction. Here in the U.S., we're only in week two. And I do believe that we're going to see a similar type of pattern unfold, which, you know, for me, it just says, look, we kind of have a 90-day period where we're going to go through dealing with this and containing or mitigating the virus spread. And then we're going to begin community by community where it's appropriate to get back to opening stores and get back to the process where we're on the path to recovery. And so, you know, this is all doable. We can overcome this adversity, and we're going to do it together.
So a little patience might be the word of the day. If China was in week nine when they came back and we're in week two, we may come out faster. We may come out a little slower. So let's just be a little patient. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
All right. 7:49. Time again for Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mount America's My Style Checking with Rewards. What's it look like out there, Andy?
Well, we've got that delay out on 5600 West and 21st South. Right now they've closed westbound 201 at 5600 West. They're forcing everybody off onto 56th itself. And then it looks like you can either go south down towards Parkway Boulevard, or you can go north up to, I don't think California Avenue goes all the way out. So you're going to have to go all the way up to I-80. It does thankfully look like the train has crossed the road at 900 South. So we're seeing traffic in better shape now northbound on 56th West. Eric?
I-15, good shape in Utah and Salt Lake Counties, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's 20 minutes drive time. Another 20 minutes going up to downtown Salt Lake, even through Draper and Sandy. We don't have any slowdown spots through there. And you got dry roads, too. That's a plus. Jared?
Eric, we're looking at good KSL travel times on I-15 as you go from Ogden down into Salt Lake. The only busy spot I'm really seeing right now is northbounders on Midland Drive as you're getting towards that 1900 West intersection. Other than that, looks like we're going to be wide open getting on to I-15 up here in Davis and Weber County. Spend family time learning about the Savior and helping children prepare for Easter with a Symbols of Easter quiet bag. Just $19.99. On sale now at Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast. I guess there'll be some change in the temperature, Dan.
There will be, yeah. We're going to be talking about things a little cool once again. We topped out at 43 yesterday, only up to 45 today. But we will get gradually warmer throughout the weekend, mainly with partly cloudy skies, guys. Could have a couple scattered showers, but for the most part, just a little cool. If you want 60s, you're going to have to wait until next week. But it does look like we'll be back to the warm times mid to late next week.
So maybe I can move that snowblower back into the shed.
Right? Yeah. I couldn't even go hiking yesterday. It was snow, and I was like, I'm just inside. I volunteered to work today to leave the house.
So. Attaboy, got you out of quarantine. I like it.
Right?
Right now in Salt Lake City, it is 28 degrees downtown.
I bet you could get a deal on a brand new Honda if you stop by your Honda dealers. And I think about how I want to enjoy the things in my life. I want to have as much joy as I can. And I had a chance to drive the brand new HRV from Ken Garf Honda in Riverdale. And I want to say hi to Joey, and I appreciate the people who work there and the great job they do. And one of the associates who I was talking to, she told me, you know, when I deal with some of my customers, I actually deal with them sight unseen. They'll call me and they'll say, hey, I bought a Honda from you like 6-8 years ago. I've driven it as much as I want to now. And those Hondas, you know, you can drive them like 200,000 miles. I've driven it as long as I'm going to drive it. I want another one. I want a brand new one now, or I want one a year old. I want these specs. I've gone online. And that's how they can sell to you, because that's how trusted they are as a dealership and how trusted Honda is as a product.
And that's true with any Honda, including the 2020 Honda Passport that I've been driving. Thanks to J.J. Wilkinson up there at Performance Honda in Bountiful. If you're looking for an SUV, check out the Passport, because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Buying a new home or refinancing your mortgage with very low interest rates is what we all dream about. The question is, can this be done in a safe way with the coronavirus that lurks in our communities? Community and family safety is the number one priority, but life decisions must go forward in a safe and responsible way. When you work with Rick at loansbyrick.com, they can do everything online, by phone, by electronic signatures, etc., which allow you to refinance or purchase your home in a safe, secure, and easy way. In fact, they've been doing this delivery of loans for many years for the convenience of their customers. In addition, they're providing mobile notary closers so you can sign the closing documents at home. Call Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Closing loans in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. Call 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed, you're about ready to go. One more time you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000. Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99. Implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
KSL News Time now, 7:55. Let's take a look at Utah's money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. With a record number of unemployment claims across the U.S., many experts say the best way to help those out of work is to change the rules. Economists say eliminating job search requirements is top of that list. With no one hiring right now, they say it doesn't make sense to make people search for a job to receive their benefits.
Some CEOs are taking pay cuts during the coronavirus pandemic. Hotel chain Marriott announced its CEO will not take home any salary for the rest of the year, and the heads of several travel companies are also foregoing their incomes.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday with Texas Roadhouse CEO as well, doing the same thing. After a three-day rally, global stocks crashed overnight. France's CAC 40 lost 2% of its value, while in London, the FTSE 100 shed about 4%.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And yep, the markets are headed down in the first half hour of trading. The Dow is down 944 now, which is a little over 4%. We're at 21,578 just now. The S&P is down 94.6. That is 3.6%. And the NASDAQ is off 275. That is 3.5%.
Yeah, I think what they're watching is what's happening in the House back in Washington right now. We understand they are in session. They could, and I emphasize could, vote on the stimulus bill today, but it could get pushed through the weekend. We hope that's not the case, but something that we will keep an eye on them for you through the day today. And don't forget the most important numbers of the day, the closing numbers, coming your way on your way home this afternoon. Jeff Kaplan in the afternoon news will begin at 3 o'clock.
And we'll take another look at your morning commute. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
When I was a teen, my family took a motorhome to see the country. Luckily, I was in it. Hi, I'm Scott Jones. I found out when you see new things, you learn new things. Experiencing historical sites with loved ones made me grateful for my family and my country. The cherished memory of discovering America on the open road together with them will never be forgotten. How could it? Creating memories is why we started Access RV 25 years ago. And with that milestone, can you think of a better reason to have an anniversary sale? From 35 travel trailers priced under $15,900 to a great selection of pre-owned 2019 motorhomes with warranties, all thousands below NADA wholesale, starting at $44,900. Now that's a sale. For sales, service, or rentals, we're your access to the open road. At exit 27 on I-215 in North Salt Lake. We'll see you in about 20 minutes or online at accessrv.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
When have we ever needed more? The assurance of General Conference.
The Utah company is helping make face shields during this pandemic.
Aftershocks can be nearly as large as the main quake.
Check on the people you love.
There is bipartisan agreement to save the economy.
Take this weekend's historic sessions with you everywhere you go. The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM. And streaming live on the KSL News Radio app.
KSL News Time 7:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And back to you, Andy.
And we've got delays still out on westbound 201 as all traffic is being pushed off onto 5600 West while they do some road work underneath the overpass and just west of that. So those of you in the area, you're seeing extra delays now on 7200 West coming up towards 201 as people go to get back on after they've been forced off as an alternate. Eric?
Looks good. Northbound I-15 from Provo to downtown Salt Lake. Also for northbounders on the 215 westbound and eastbound heading up towards I-80. Jared?
Still crash-free up here in Davis and Weber counties. You're going to see drivers at the full speed limit on I-15 from Ogden all the way into downtown Salt Lake. No delays on Highway 89 and Legacy, also wide open. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KS Traffic Center.
All right, here's the way the weather shapes up for the day. 45 degrees with some of that sunshine we're looking at right now coming up over the Wasatch Mountain Range.